Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Questions from the Audio Road. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford, and I'll be taking your calls and answering your questions for the next hour or so. Lisa is here with us, screening calls and keeping things light and fun. If you want to join in, simply press 1 on your phone, and Lisa will be right with you. This is the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket. Sit back, relax, and listen, or jump in and ask your question. You can even bring us your opinion. It's up to you. This is your show. You can ask questions about fuel mileage, tires, engine, EGR, aerodynamics, truck specking, maintenance, taxes, financial planning, getting started as an owner-operator, or anything else about the business of trucking. Here we go. Let's head on down the audio road.
Hi, this is Lisa. Remember to talk to Kevin. Press 1 so I can pick up the phone and screen your calls. You know you'd rather talk to me anyway. Or just sit back, relax, and listen to the show. And at any time you have a question, just hit 1 and I'll pick up the phone.
Welcome to the show. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Lisa is here screening your calls. There's still time to join us on the live call if you're listening to us online and you want to jump in, pick up the phone, dial 347-884-8327. Once you're on that call, press 1 and join us. If you have a question, a comment, a topic, tonight is a recorded hour for the live show on SiriusXM. So jump in. The usual format, we'll take whatever you got, whatever you want to talk about, whether it be a question, a comment, a topic, or whatever, press 1. It always helps to do that early. Lines are open right now. What typically happens is once we get started recording, then the calls flood in, and I usually end up not getting to them all. So lines are a little light tonight. It would be a good chance for you to jump in. The way to do that is to press 1 on your phone. Lisa will be right with you, and then we'll get to those calls here. And, well, we're just going to go ahead and start recording. So let's get right to it. Good evening, and welcome to the show. I'm Kevin Rutherford, and this is the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket. I'm here tonight and every night to improve your bottom line and make you more successful. We talk about the things that are important to you, your business, your money, your life, and your success. Thanks for joining me, allowing me to ride along with you for an hour tonight. I consider it my mission on this show to bring you the very latest information to help you be more successful, make more money, save more money, and avoid scams and ripoffs. We can talk about trucks, money, retirement accounts, fuel mileage, maintenance, health insurance, technology, taxes, financial planning, current events, politics, or anything else you'd like to bring to the show. The website is letstruck.com. Also now, for the very best fuel mileage tracking program anywhere, mygauges.com. It's free. Absolutely no reason not to try it out. Everybody else is. We're growing like crazy. I had a goal to hit 1,000 trucks in the system by January 31st, and we made it. In fact, we were well over 1,400 by the end of the month. So looking good there. I want to thank everybody who's tried it. And, you know, the new system is really good. I've been able to get in there now and dig around and really search out trucks quickly and find a lot of really good information already. Our goal is to have 10,000 trucks in the system by the end of 2011. And I'm pretty sure we can hit that, but we have to stay right at it. The more trucks we get in the system, the more valuable the information becomes to all of us, because we can all see the fuel mileage records in there of each truck. We can see the specs, we can see the weight, the speed, whatever you choose to put in as far as information on each fuel ticket And again, the more we have in there, the more valuable it is for all of us. So check it out. It's mygages.com. I've got, I've got a couple things, but I think what I'm going to do is get right to the calls, and I think I'll work my ideas into the program. But we'll get started and see what it is you want to talk about tonight. Let's start off in Kansas. Scott, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin, how's it going this evening?
Going good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I am just about ready to go down and have them put one of those motors in this truck. I met with you down there a couple weeks ago. And
okay.
I was wondering about the warranty. I've been doing some research. Is that a Detroit warranty on those, the Fitzgeralds?
It is if we have Detroit build it. What happens on the glider kits, and we'll need to verify this if we're working on your engine. What we do on the glider kits is we have the Detroit employees on site doing all the internals on the engine. And because it's Detroit building the engine on site, that's what gives us that 3-year, 300,000-mile Detroit factory warranty. Then we finish up everything on the outside. Everything inside and outside is new, but Detroit employees do the internals, we do the externals. That's what gives us the warranty. So as long as that procedure is followed, if they're working on your engine, then that would be the same way. But I would want to verify that. Sometimes people will say, I need my engine rebuilt. I just want it, cheap as I can get it done, do it right. But, they want to cut some costs somewhere. So I would verify before you go down.
Okay. Well, I was just going to have them pull this engine out and put one of their already built engines in here.
Then that answers the question. Yes, you would get you would get the 3-year, 300,000-mile factory warranty.
Okay, good. And what kind of mileage increase can I expect with one of those overall?
What engine do you have right now?
The DDAC 460 series, 500 horse.
Okay, and what kind of fuel economy have you been getting recently?
I've been tracking in fuel gauges this month, and I'm averaging 6.4.
Okay. Typically, it's always hard to say, but you're going to see several advantages. One being, my guess is if it's time to yank yours out of there, it's getting pretty worn out, right?
Yeah, it's pretty well done.
We tend to see, a worn-out engine compared to a new engine. I mean, there's an easy half mile per gain there alone. The engine's just tight, it's more efficient, it's running better. And on top of that, we use, it's kind of a hybrid DDEC 3, DDEC 4. We use some of the best of both cam and cam settings from the DDEC 3. We always talk about emissions really starting in 2004 with EGR, but it goes back really into the late 90s. I mean, they started making the engine manufacturers change some electronic settings, some cam settings. There were some emission standards they had to meet back then, and we do kind of a mix of the two, some cam and also some injector settings from the DDEC 3, so you get better performance and better fuel economy even than you would on a brand new DDEC 4. We do some custom settings in there. So it wouldn't be out of the question to see, anywhere from 8/10 to a full mile per gallon.
Okay. Yeah, that's exciting. So.
Yeah. Now I would think when you first take the truck out, it may be more in the 4 to 6 range until you get break in. Give it 50,000 miles on a new engine because the rest of the truck's already broke in. But after 50,000 miles, you should see a pretty significant increase.
Okay, yeah, because it's 50,000 when we can put synthetic in, correct?
Actually, you can do it just about whenever you want. I mean, you know, I've really always questioned why we couldn't do it right from the start. And nobody's ever been able to give me a good answer, really, either way. Some people, they'll just swear it won't break in right. I'm not sure I believe that. But they'll build it with Standard Oil. But if you wanted to, you know, that first drain at 10 or 12,000 miles, you know, do it a little early to get the junk out of there. You could switch to synthetic then if you wanted to.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, great. That's it. I know that I think Luke's gone. So who is it that's handling the pricing now? Is there? I've had trouble getting a hold of anybody down there this week.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Lisa and I were both on the phone all day long trying to help out. You know, we ran that January special on the gliders with, you know, the standard build pricing. We added the ported inkjet hot-coated manifold, the BorgWarner turbo, the Fleet Air filter, and the Pittsburgh Power muffler, all at no additional cost. We had quite a response from that. So they've been swamped. I know, and Robert was with us for 5 days at that seminar in Las Vegas, so that put him behind. But the good news is we have a lot of great plans to really staff that place well, and that's a big part of what Robert's doing. So if you need some help, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you back on hold, and if you
okay.
need some help, I know Robert's got somebody helping out now that he's training, but I'm going to put you back on hold so you can get our number. Because, again, Lisa and I have kind of been helping out just to kind of keep everything flowing down there.
Okay, that'd be great, Kevin. Thanks for all the information. I look forward to seeing you when I bring it down. So
you're welcome. All right, I'm going to put you back on hold. Lisa will pick up, and we'll get you a number, and we'll help you out directly. I think we worked on 5 trucks today while we were driving. We were heading west and actually got some work done, which was good. But glider kit sales are healthy. January special was pretty big. I am now thinking what I'm going to do for a February special. One of the things I'm going to try to do this year is get creative on some different specials for the year on glider sales, something different every month. This one was really big. People loved this one. It was a real, this one was a real value, lots of value. I mean, when you look at the price of all those components, it was getting up there around that $3,000, $3,500 range for all of that stuff on a Coronado, and we did it at the standard build. So we'll continue to do that. We will continue to look for ways to add lots of value to everything we do. Get used to hearing that term, adding lots of value. That really is the secret to success in any business. Now, it's not a secret, but you would think it is based on how few businesses really follow that philosophy. You're going to be hearing a lot of that from us this year. Stick around. We'll be right back here on the Road Dog, Sirius 147, XM 171. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Good evening. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Trucking Business and Beyond. The website, the one I want you to check out first, go to mygauges.com. Go put in your truck. Takes 30 seconds, doesn't cost you anything. It's the killer fuel mileage tracking program. It will teach you more than you've ever known about the fuel mileage on your truck and how to improve it. It doesn't cost you a penny. This isn't a free trial. It's just free. We made it free. We think it's that important, and I want you to use it, so we made it free. You have no excuse. MyGauges.com. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Illinois. Tim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey there.
I called you yesterday when I was up there in Crossville.
Yes.
Up there at Fitzgerald. And got the air cleaner on. And, I've definitely noticed a difference in how it pulls on the hills. Because, see, most of the time when we haul stuff, we haul, in the 40,000-pound range. I'm pulling a load of carpet out of Calhoun, Georgia, 42,000. I went up Mount Eagle about 45 miles an hour, which I figure is pretty decent for this Volvo, what's that?
Excellent. It really is amazing. Something so simple, but you can almost hear the additional airflow. You can hear your turbo more. I can on this truck anyway. On the
I can on this one too. And I also noticed, seems like it doesn't want to, bog down on takeoff.
Yep.
When you're taking off with a heavy load, it seems it wants to take off a lot easier. And
absolutely.
And I was just, on the motors that they rebuild there at Fitzgerald's, do they do any work on Volvo engines? Do you think?
We don't right now. We really there isn't anybody around that can do a Detroit the way they do there, because literally, we build at least an engine a day. Right now, we're trying to do two a day to get all the trucks out, and you get pretty darn good at something when you do it that often. Those guys know Detroit inside and out. They certainly could do it, whether or not, we've got the staff and the time. I know when I talked to Robert, as far as Truck City service right now, we are really booked.
Right. Well, I'm not thinking right now. I'm thinking maybe in a couple of years or so,
Years,
maybe
when
the thing's getting ready, close, maybe one of them, do the performance rebuild on, where they, line bore the cranks and all that good stuff. And
Absolutely. One of our goals for that shop is, right now, certainly when it comes to a Detroit, hands down, we can work on anything, any truck, any engine.
Oh, yeah.
But what I want to get in there over time, and it takes time, is the absolute best in each field. I want to get a guy in there who is just killer on CAT engines and one on Cummins. And I don't mean just the run-of-the-mill or somebody who's good. We want really top-notch people. That's
right.
Going to be our goal there. So,
right.
Yeah, definitely. That's what we're working towards.
Well, when I talked to you yesterday, on my fuel gauge, so far just by running a lot slower and, about 60 in this truck, it went up like 3/10, whatever it is, from like 5.84 to 5.87. And if you look at my last four fuel ups, I've got 6.0. Of course, I had that bad one, a 5.39 and 6.27 and 6.33. So once I get up to Omaha, I'll fill it up again and see what I got on this load, with it, with its heavy load. And the fuel readout on the dash shows about 7, but it's probably not quite that. But I'll find out when I get up there and fuel it up on my next load. Kind of curious to see how.
Absolutely. You know what's nice? Is I've always said we don't use those readouts on the dash as the gospel truth, because some of them are horribly wrong. Some of them are pretty close, but until you know. But what I find is once you start tracking your fuel mileage really close, like you were doing, and I can hear it, your last six fuel ups. You know what they are, which is amazing. Some guys don't have any clue. They never check any tanks. So what you'll start to find, and what I do on the trucks we're driving now, is I get a really good idea of how close my dash readout is, and I use it for instant feedback. I'm always playing with it, resetting it, checking different things, seeing how it correlates with the turbo boost gauge and those things, and it really works well And it's the combination of the two that will really help teach you a lot about your own fuel economy.
Right. And with the Qualcomm that we have, it tracks our fuel mileage on a weekly basis and resets on every Friday. And you know, it's showing in the sixes almost every week.
Excellent.
So,
yeah, keep an eye on fuel gauges, and you already are. I can hear it in what you're telling me. And that's the absolute. I mean, as long as you're entering your fuel tickets correctly, and that's pretty simple. And, you know, I've got a video out about that, and it's coming out really soon. That's the way to go. The numbers you see in fuel gauges, that's the absolute. We're tracking down to not just the tenths, but the 100ths. You can put your notes in, you put your speed, your weight, the weather conditions, and you'd be amazed how quick you start to learn about how all those things affect your fuel economy. Let's go to Idaho Falls. Dale, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How are you?
Hey, not bad. Boy, listen to poor Lisa. I really think it's those seats that are making you guys sick. And, you know, I'm headed back down to California, and I'd take one for the team and take those off your hands.
Hey, you know, I don't think we're going to be here when you get back. I was thinking about it, but I just don't think we're going to cross paths anywhere anymore.
Well, there's always FedEx.
It really is an amazing thing. You know, and I still have a problem with this. They don't like to call it a seat. It's the Bose Ride system. But, you know, after you've been calling the thing that you sit on and drive your vehicle a seat your entire life, it's a little hard to get out of that habit. And they, you know, to them it's the Bose Ride system, which I understand because you really can't compare it to a seat. You know, over the years, seats have gotten better. You know, I've been around long enough that my very first truck didn't have an air ride seat. So, you know, air ride was a huge improvement, and they've gotten much better over the years. More luxurious, softer, lumbar support, nice armrest. I mean, all those things. And it's been this slow, gradual improvement. And when you move to the Bose Ride system, you have to throw all that stuff out the window. This doesn't act anything like an air ride seat. The really cool thing about it is being able to get the instant comparison to an air ride seat, because the default on the seat is air ride. In case something goes wrong with the seat, the default is air ride. You just turn it off, and it really is an air ride seat. So you can get this immediate change. You can drive on a stretch of road and go, okay, what would it be like if I didn't have the seat on? The other thing that I've found for me is that when I'm down in the city streets and I'm hitting bumps or I'm going in and out of driveways or things like that, I have to turn the seat off because the way the height changes on it, I can't keep my foot steady on the accelerator. So I do turn it off when I'm down in the city.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to have to get together, and you're going to have to take me for a ride in that thing because I'm dying to experience that.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Maybe we will cross paths, but I'm not going to give you the seat. So,
you got to give me an E for effort. Hey, the reason I called,
right.
I put a set of high intensity discharge headlamps in my Pete, and I'm having some issues with them. Have you guys got a really good electronics guy at Truck City?
No, but I've got something even better for you because.
Okay.
You run California. Boy, where does this guy work out of? I can't remember. He's in California. He goes by the Shock Doc. And when we used to do the show Trends and Technology, we had him on the show. And this guy was one of those really, really good electrical guys that could just about diagnose anything and do it quick. You know, he didn't get in and just fumble around. He knew how to go in and diagnose. That was his forte. And actually, Lisa is so good. We haven't talked about this guy in probably a year, and she's already got the phone number up here for me.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, 661 312.
Okay.
1354. It's the shock doc, and he's somewhere in California. I can't remember where.
Oh, okay. I'll give him a call on Monday and see what he can come up with.
Okay, his name is Mark Hale.
Okay, Mark Hale. See, there's a reason Lisa gets the big buck, even if she's sick.
Absolutely. Even when she's sick, she's on top of her game. I've got to get to a break. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're on the Road Dog, Sirius 147, XM 171. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Good evening. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Trucking Business and Beyond. The website to check out, mygauges.com. Fuel mileage tracking at its finest. Don't miss it. Let's go to Atlanta. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey there, Kevin. Welcome back.
Well, it's great to be back. What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening last night. I'm so happy that you have so much new information to share with us.
I'm so excited. I mean, I'm ready to burst. I've got all this stuff. And you know, sometimes, you know, I haven't been through this particular seminar before, but I've been with one of the speakers, Tony Robbins. I mean, I started reading his stuff 20-some years ago. I've been to a couple of his events, had a bunch of his programs. And it's the same core stuff. He's tweaked it a little bit. It was really directed at business. And sometimes you just have to keep hearing things over and over and over. You know, we tend to fall back into the same patterns, and I had some really big aha moments. And, you know, I have to admit that it was a selfish motive. I was there so I could run my business better. The great thing is, though, I'm going to pass that on to everybody else here as well.
Exactly. That's why I called tonight, because it's about the question of, you know, the person who is your customer and adding value. And I guess that's my question for you tonight is I mean, I'm with a major dry box carrier, you know, and how, as a single contractor, how can I add more value to what I already do? I mean, and I guess I'm picking your brain, you know, because I don't really know.
Okay, good. What I'm going to do, though, I'm not going to let you off too easy.
Okay.
Because I want you to think about this, too.
I've been thinking about
this good. Good. Are you confused?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know which. I mean, I already represent, you know, my carrier as my most important customer. I let my dispatch know that they are my customer and that they are important to me. And I also show a lot of gratitude and appreciation towards my dispatch as well. So
that's fantastic. Now, the "are you confused" thing was a kind of an inside joke. You had to be there. If you know, there were 900 people in this room, 900 people. They were from all different countries. At any time in one of Tony's events, when somebody says, "I'm confused," The room goes absolutely bonkers. I mean, the roof comes off the place, and it's funny when you're new because you don't expect it. But and the reason is, when you get to that point of confusion and frustration, and you're working on something and you're confused, you're about to get a breakthrough. And the problem is, most people give up right then. Confusion is hard, it's uncomfortable, and they give up. But that's the point where you're about to get that breakthrough. So you're on the right track. And there are lots of things we want to think unusual. We want to think different. But ultimately, you know, what can we do? First of all, we have to know who our customer is. You figured that out. Let me give you one other idea to start leading you down maybe a different path.
Okay.
And that is because the customer is always the person who pays you. I mean, if anybody's confused about who their customer is, it's the person that pays you. And if that's your carrier, sometimes what happens is in the owner-operator carrier relationship, we always don't have a lot of interaction with our carrier. We might not ever see them. And it makes it difficult when we think, okay, how do I provide more value to my customer? Well, who is your customer's customer?
Why? The people you pick up at the Liverpool, that's the customer. That's the main customer, and your customer is the carrier. So.
Yeah, you know. So we can also, if we're looking for ideas, we can look there. How can we provide massive amounts of value to our customer's customer, because that would certainly be bringing value to our customer as well. So, you know, what kind of things can you do there? A real simple one. I'm going to, you know, pitch you a softball here. A real easy one. A really nice business card with and talk to your carrier. Sometimes you can use your carrier's logo. I've seen it done a couple different ways. You could use your carrier's logo on one side, your company information on another. And every time you meet somebody on a dock, you hand it to them, you say, look, I want to make sure everything's taken care of. I want to make sure we meet all your needs. Here's my card. You can call me directly, you know, and work out things like that with your carrier. But anything like that kind of sets you apart, staying in touch, you know, sometimes just the simple things. Making sure your paperwork's on time, you know, and done right. Like how many, here's another way. Do you ever get to your carrier's location?
Yeah, I do. Maybe once or twice a month.
Okay, and that's pretty frequent. Here's one of the things you can do. Sometimes we overlook the obvious. How many people, what size carrier is this? How many trucks?
It's the big orange carrier.
Okay, so, lots of people then.
Yeah.
Lots of people. So at those locations, there are, I would have to venture to say, 10 people within the organization that you have some sort of interaction with. Maybe not in person. Yeah, maybe in person, maybe not in person. But what you do affects what they do, and what they do affects what you do. I would have to say it's probably 10 people in a carrier that size. Go find them. And my guess is you may not have met some of them, even though you have this interaction, you know, whether it's paperwork or something else. Go find them, introduce yourself, and then ask. Just tell them exactly what you're trying to do. Say, look, I want to be the very best I can be. I want to make sure I'm bringing value to you. What could I do different that would make your job easier?
What? Okay. Exactly. Well, one of the things I've done at the end of the year, just to show my appreciation, I give a small contribution back to the team of the people that I work with. And, you know, they had a big lunch party at their work, you know. So that was one thing. And ever since I did that, I've noticed a huge improvement, you know, as far as
working together.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I was thinking about doing something like that once every quarter.
Yep. The other thing is when you find those people, you introduce yourself, create that personal relationship, find out what motivates them, find out what they like, find out what's important to them. And you know what, I'm not saying this we're not trying to do it on the sly. It's sincere. I mean, we want to know about the people we work with so we can make that connection with them. But, you know, maybe you find out that somebody you work with has the same interest as you do. Now you've got something to talk about if you do have to interact with them. So, you know, when you can make that personal connection, and it's always a challenge for me in what I've done because we deal with people and companies all over the country, and sometimes it's hard for me to make that personal contact. There have been people I've dealt with over the phone for literally years. And, you know, I'm making it a point now. How can we get out? How can we meet them? The relationship changes when you get to meet somebody in person and sit down and spend some time. Changes even more if you do it purposefully. If you sit down with the idea that you're going to connect, you're going to find out what's important to them, you're going to find out what you can do to bring value to them and make their job easier.
Right. One of the things I did to add value, I haven't been doing it lately, but when I first leased on with the carrier, and the times were real slow, anytime I pick up and I deliver a load, I'd always call the main customer after I delivered a load where I picked up, and I was always thanking for their business, and I also would tell them, you know, that I got their load safely and intact, and, you know, no problem.
That's outstanding. That's the kind of stuff, yeah. Just keep doing that kind of stuff. Get creative. Remember, it's about the people and make those connections. But you are absolutely on the right track, and just keep doing it. And, you know, you can get creative with this stuff. You can sometimes get outrageous with this stuff. Have fun. You know, that is absolutely something we are going to do a lot more of in our business this year. We're going to have fun. This is a game. You know, we work hard. We have been working hard all year. But you know what? It's what we do. It's what I love to do. And we're going to start having even more fun with it. And I want you to do the same thing. So stick with me. I've got to get to a break. We've got one more segment coming up. You're on the Road Dog, Sirius 147 XM 171. We'll be right back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Good evening. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Trucking Business and Beyond. The website, check it out, mygauges.com, fuel mileage tracking online. It's absolutely free, mygauges.com. You know, I fully expect that someday soon I'm going to go to the forums on the website and I'm going to see a complaint. I can hear it coming already. I've been talking about strategy. I've been talking about adding value. I've been talking about what it takes to succeed and some of the things that I learned and some of the things I relearned. And we're going to continue doing that. But I know what's coming. Oh, we don't want to hear that stuff. We want to hear trucks. We want to hear fuel mileage. We want to hear tires. You're going to. We're never going to move away from that stuff. But remember this. Because the reason I do that kind of training, the reason I read, the reason I listen to audiobooks, I want to learn how to do things better. For myself, and so I can teach you, so I can teach the listeners how to do things better. And one of the things I found out is that business success is 80% what's in between your ears. If something isn't going right in your business, you're the problem. You, me, we're the problem in our own business. We're the bottleneck. We are where things go wrong. 80%. The rest, the strategy, the stuff you do, 20%. We give you tons and tons of strategies. I've been giving people strategies for years. A lot of times, though, I find I give them the strategies, it doesn't help. Now I know why. All the strategies in the world aren't going to help till we fix the other 80%. So don't fight it. Get with it. Join me. Call me. And there's going to be plenty of strategies. In fact, more than ever. So don't sweat it. But if you want to go to the website and complain about it anyway, you can, because we let you write whatever you want there. Let's go to New Mexico. Jimmy, welcome to the program.
Jimmy the Junk Man checking in. Good evening, Kevin.
Good evening.
Well, I don't know if you remember a couple of weeks ago when they brought out the new hours of service rules announcement. And I called in like four times or five times within a couple of days. And, you know, I have had a major shift in my state in just these last couple of weeks.
Yes.
Right? So that's something I don't have any control over. Yeah, I'm going to write the letter. I'm going to put in my 2 cents worth. But how can I adapt, improvise, overcome? How can I change my state, modify my business by telling a different story, and then develop some strategies to go out there and whoop some tail?
Absolutely. That's, and you know what? This is really pretty simple. We have two choices. Let's just say that all of us, I wish this were true, all of us are going to do what we can do about that proposal, which in the real world is probably very little. We can write the letter, we could call, we could get involved, we could do all those things. Let's say everybody does. I'd love to think that would happen, and we'd have this huge outpouring from the industry. So let's just say that's a given. We're all going to do that. Now, once that's done, now we have two choices. We can sit back and complain about it, or we can change our state and do exactly what you just talked about. How do we innovate? How do we overcome? How do we take the rules that we've been given and do the absolute best we can do? Really, I mean, when you put it that way, why would you do anything else?
Exactly. Why would you do anything else? So I've been doing that to a certain extent my whole life, you know, from doing my paper route with a level of hyper-efficiency, counting the stairs. Should I climb this set of stairways, starting with my left foot? Should I go 1, 2, 2, 2, 2? No, right? Okay. So I'm a little bit off, right? But this seminar, this broke it down. It took the standard model, broke it down into pieces, and then broke those pieces into pieces, and then we put it all back together. So it was 2.5 days of breaking it down, 2.5 days of putting it together, and you come out of there and you say, wow, what the heck have I been doing for the last 30 years?
I know. I do this, and the crazy thing is I've been through this stuff. I've done it. I do this stuff all the time, but I tend to fall back into patterns we all do, and it's why I try to read as much as I do. It's why I try to listen to audio and go to seminars when I get a chance, because it really works.
Oh, I lost Kevin.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy. I think we lost you. All right. Let's knock out a couple more calls here. Let's go to Arizona. Michael, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing good. What can I help you with tonight?
Well, I'm an entrepreneur, want to get into trucking. I've been driving for the last 32 years, but time has come for me to branch out on my own, and I'm a little bit nervous. I heard last night we were talking to that gentleman about the lease purchase program, and I need some insight. I need some advice where to go, how to go, how to do it, you know?
Got it. Okay. The first thing, let's get it in writing. Let's get it on paper. Let's start to capture those ideas. My guess is, because I've been there, I'm there now. I'm back to driving, you know, not 10 hours a day, but, we're probably averaging 3 or 4 again with the way we're traveling right now. And I remember now, all those ideas I had while I was driving, find a way for you to capture those ideas when you get them, a recorder, something easy and obviously something safe. We don't want you, you know, typing on a laptop while you're driving, but some quick way to capture those ideas. Because my guess is you have a bunch of really good ideas while you're driving down the road, don't you?
Yes, I do, sir. Yes,
and then you think, this is how my mind works anyway, the idea is so good, and I get so excited about it in the moment, I go, I don't need to write that down. I'll never forget that one. And by the end of the day, I can't remember what it was.
True, true.
I know it was good because I was excited about it, and somehow, you know, so find a way to capture those ideas. And if it's a recorder, then spend 30 minutes at the end of the day or 30 minutes in the morning, whichever is a better time for you. I do much better in the morning than I do in the evening. Take the recorder out, listen to it, get the notes down on paper, and then start to expand on those ideas. The other thing I want you to do is start setting some goals for this and some timelines. You know, right now what you've got is a dream. We put it on paper, it becomes a goal. We give it a date, and we break it down into steps, and it becomes reality.
Right, right. Okay.
So that's what I want you to do. That's a start. Those are the things you can do. Get as much information as you possibly can get. There are some great resources on the market that cost almost nothing. Overdrive Magazine, Randall Riley puts out a great book called Partners in Business, and what I'll do is I will, we need to get some links to that book up on our website, but I'll put you on hold, and we'll make sure we get you the information on getting that book. I think it's less than $20. It's been around. I helped write the first edition of it back in 1997, and it gets updated every year. ATBS is a part of writing that. There, you know, certainly the DVDs we have out, which, you know, are a great resource helping in that direction. So start writing things down. Start setting the goals. You obviously have all the industry experience you need on the driving side, the industry side, the safety compliance, all those things. We got to focus on business. Pick up any audiobook you can on business success and goal setting and those kind of things, and start listening every single day. You've got a huge opportunity while you're in that truck, and I'm still amazed, as long as we talk about it, how many people don't do it. I came out of the seminar with I'll bet I have at least 40 more hours of audio that I bought while I was at the seminar on different topics that I want to keep fresh on, keep focused on, see what the new ideas are. And I'm so excited that we're driving again. You know, maybe it's not 10 hours a day, but boy, 3 and 4 hours a day, and I can knock out a lot of good reading by listening to that kind of material while I'm driving. So I'm excited about that. You've got 10 hours a day. Virtually everybody listening to me has 10 hours a day, day after day after day, and that is the most valuable thing you have. Hands down, no questions. It is the most valuable thing you have in the ability to succeed at anything you want to succeed at. Don't waste it. Get started on audiobooks. All right, I'm all out of time, but thanks for joining me. Stick around. Jonesy's coming up next with the all-night truck stop. Be sure to tune back in here every night, midnight Eastern time, every weekend, Saturday and Sunday afternoon, 4 p.m. Eastern time. We're here live. You're on the road, dog. Sirius 147, XM 171. Remember, be safe, be profitable, be responsible, and master the journey. Good night, everyone. I'm Kevin Rutherford.